English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
The motherfucking saga continues.
We got one person online, and the workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
Violation call. System administrator has been notified. Record of this call has been logged.
I don't like my job. I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
Over a TV network.
Finish up, honey. Get to sleep.
I don't play well with others.
So what episode is this?
I don't know. Episode 2.
Talk. Louder. Okay.
Episode 2.
Welcome to DTMF Radio, episode 2, with your host, co-host and host, Crash Dust, and...
813 Error.
And our guest today is Kizzle. Say hi, Kizzle.
Hello!
Okay. Kizzle says hi. And,
I do.
We have a lot of different topics to talk about today. Kizzle has a lot of stuff to talk about. I don't know if he wants to talk about it.
A few things.
I don't really care. 813 told me to record a show today, so we're recording. 813, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I just thought we should get another show in since we're able to. And we're not all busy and gone and stuff.
Alright, so we're doing a show because we are doing a show, and we don't have anything to talk about. I do have some things to talk about, though. Recent issues with Wine and Linux. And I have a proposal to do something, and I needed to know how to do it. First thing with Wine. Installed Wine. Got it to work. Wine is kind of cool, but it's really lame because when you do quote-unquote emulate Linux, I mean Windows, some people call it an emulation, some people call it like an environment, call it whatever you want, I don't really care. When you emulate a Windows, and I don't know how to say it, Windows, it's a lot less quality, like, when you run the application. I don't know if you ever noticed that, 813, have you noticed that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, say I run MIRC in Linux.
Yeah?
It looks shitty.
That's because it doesn't use all of the Windows API, right?
Right, exactly. That's what I mean. Exactly. So that's the only downfall, and if you have to run the Windows applications in Linux, you're kind of a noob, because the only reason I used it was because I wanted to mess around with it. And see what could be done. A lot of stuff can't be done because you require certain Windows files and Linux doesn't have them. So, if you're using Wine, great for you. My best thing is just find an open source alternative. It exists. If it doesn't exist, write your own. Because anything can be done in Linux because you can, there's freedom to edit, write, delete, modify anything.
What's the use in using Wine? Whenever you're using Wine in Linux, it's open source, is your whole thing, to run closed source things on Windows that you're pretty much pirating, like Notepad and Merc.
But Merc really doesn't do anything special. I don't see. There's plenty of decent apps out there for Linux that do the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
The only reason I see it used for Wine is, I don't even think it works, like WinX or whatever it is, to play games. Kadega or however you say it. Wine itself, I don't really see a use for it. Just use Windows.
Oh, I definitely see a use for it, because you get in there and you want to use Linux, and there's just that one application that there's not really an alternative on Linux.
Yeah, it's probably going to be something complex that Wine won't use anyway.
No, there's plenty of, like, Office, you can run that in there.
But there's OpenOffice.
Need the functionality of Office. Don't even bring up OpenOffice, because there are things OpenOffice can't do.
Yes, OpenOffice doesn't have the handy paperclip, I do admit.
Yeah, I miss that thing. I use it all the time.
Oh,
it was there when I need a hand.
Right.
It's always there, so you can ask it if it's gay. And ask it to kill itself.
Always right-click on it and tell it to animate itself, and it goes ahead and does its stupid little stunts. And
yeah, so where are we going with this?
Nowhere.
Alright.
My other topic is, well, I have two more topics now. Topics keep popping up in my head. I don't know if 813 has, but I think Kizzle has. Kizzle, did you telnet to bingo.ru?
I did.
Yes. About
word for
bingo.ru. I don't know if 813 did, because I think he's afraid of any link I gave him.
No. I don't have the ability to telnet on XP. I lost all services, pretty much.
Why don't you get
PuTTY? If you don't have PuTTY, you're a noob.
No, listen. I did. I don't have the ability to use those.
What?
Why?
I screwed up the services for XP somewhere, and now nothing works.
Oh, I thought PuTTY was independent of everything.
Yeah, but nothing except for things on anything below port 80 doesn't work. Sometimes it doesn't.
That's a station to somebody's, or that's a station to a shell account, and then tell that from there.
I tried that. That won't work. My only solution was to get a Novix box on my network and SSH from that and use my XP box as a gateway, and that worked, but I can't do SSH or Telnet or anything like that off this XP box. I don't know why. I don't really care. I just know it doesn't work, and I just always use Novix real quick to do what I gotta do and be done with it.
Alright, so for all of you that haven't telneted to Bingo, that is bingo.ru, as in Russia, I believe. If you go to it in HTTP, it's some sort of gambling site, all in Russian. But when you telnet to it, it's a very interesting page that comes and goes. Ironically, never mind, I'm not going to go there, but
I don't know what it is, Jesus Christ.
No, I'm not going to tell you, because I want you to telnet to it. It's not anything malicious, so don't fear the telnet. It doesn't do anything wrong.
I see a better telnet thingy before.
You have?
I think most people will see it, though. The Star Wars, I forget what it is, one of the episodes, one of the first ones, and total redone in ASCII.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's like an hour and a half long, just ASCII art, and it's all animated, and it's subtitled.
Yeah.
Whole entire Star Wars.
I've seen that too. I didn't know there's one. Oh, no, there is one in Telnet. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I remember that now. But, I have a proposal and I want to know how to do that. Not necessarily have the same image as bingo.ru, but, just use something different. Because I know that, when running a Telnet server on my Linux box, I have one running.
Oh my God.
I want to replace the standard greet with my own, I don't know if it's called a banner or a header, I'm not sure. But when you first connect, I know it's an issue.net file, and the user,
would that be called the message of the day?
No, that's after you log in. This is something that shows before you even log in.
I'm guessing you might be able to, I don't really know dick about it, but you'd probably do this as maybe a shell script? I don't know, though.
Yeah, I think you do use a shell script, because I looked around on the web, and I did find very little about it, And I did find something about making, like, different colors before you even log in to make your, like, logo or whatever. And, it's a real pain in the ass. I tried doing it, and that all fucked up, didn't work. Basically, I've only gotten it to say something different instead of saying, like, the kernel version and stuff. But I want to know how to make what bingo.ru did, because I want to do something for something. I don't want to say something, what the, yeah, right. Kizzle knows what I'm talking about. I don't know. Do you, Kizzle?
Do I know what?
What I'm talking about?
I think so. I would say for the record that you guys are really quiet. And every time I'm on the show, it's so goddamn quiet. I'm on my Uber loud phone turned up, and I'm still struggling to hear it. So, more of the story, Girl Noobs.
Yes.
Thank you.
This is Noob Radio. But that's not the purpose. I believe it's 813's problem that's the quiet one, because the only reason I'm not louder is because if I get too loud, it goes off the scale on Audacity, and it goes pure static, so I have to, like, stand away from the speaker phone.
I'll be back in a minute.
Alright, bye, Kizzle.
So, it's my fault that you're too loud? Is that what you're saying?
No. Well, yes, because I have to be able to hear you, I have to get really close to the speakerphone, and to talk, I have to back up. So, I say, fuck it, and I just stay close. And it gets all staticky and off the little things. That's why it's all like, bah, bah, when I talk really loud, or whatever. So, bitch at 813. Bitch at 813.
My point exactly. You have no reason.
I have what?
Moving right along.
Moving right along.
You have anything else?
Yes.
To fill time, because that's what we're doing.
Fuck, I forgot what I was going to say. Damn it. Oh, for the record, my IP still hasn't changed, and now it has been, since I started noticing it hasn't changed, it's been like 3 months. And, you know, I'm starting to fear, man. I don't know why my IP's not changing.
I don't care.
I haven't done, well, what?
I don't see why you care.
Well, because when it changes, you know, you feel a little bit safer. Because people aren't tracking what you're doing. I saw the Roadrunner guy out in front of my house a few days ago and doing something. And I don't know what he was doing.
Tracking you.
What?
Rooted.
No, I haven't noticed any connection problems, but I don't know if I told you the story about my upstream downstream.
Probably.
I don't know, but when I called Roadrunner like a month ago.
Oh yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, and they said my upstream was too high, my downstream was too low. Played stupid, you know. So I don't know, but Kizzle has some stuff to pimp. Don't you, Kizzle? Is he back? I don't think Kizzle's back.
Yeah, Kizzle's gone.
Oh, okay. The other thing I'm doing for my project world that I never get done. I want to build my own modem. I built my own telephone before, and learned a lot from building it. Great experience. A lot of time, but
wait, you want to build the modem because it's too cheap to buy one, right?
Yes, partly. All
right.
Too cheap to buy one, and I want to know how it works, and if I build it, it'll work in Linux theoretically. Cause it'll be all hardware.
Good luck with that.
Well, none of the shitty modems I have work with Linux, and I want a nice external modem, and I'm really cheap. And I need to find one.
They're like $20. Come on now.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. Because I bought one, and it died.
Exactly. Where'd you buy that? On some unknown Yahoo shop.
Yeah, from some unknown Yahoo shop. But the only reason why it died is because it got struck by lightning.
Only reason it died is because it got struck by lightning.
Yeah, and oddly enough, that was the only thing that died.
What brain was it?
Like, I know.
Like
back.
A what?
I am back.
Oh, back. Kizzle's back. I thought it was a brand of 813's modem there for a second. I was very confused.
Yes.
Alright, I got a phone call.
It's okay. Kizzle has a social life, so. Kind of break first.
Kizzle's too cool for this show.
Yeah, Kizzle's too cool for DTMF Radio.
I just ran like a block away to hand give something to somebody, so you can all die.
Awesome.
Okay, Kizzle, don't you have something? Oh, I was talking about building my own modem.
Really?
Yeah, I want to build my own modem, all hardware based, with some kind of serial. I don't know if it's a. Yeah, I think it's a serial connection, so I can hook it up to my computer and pray that it works.
I don't know how the hell that would. I mean, it's all good that you're trying to do it yourself, but I just don't know if that's even really possible unless you can do the programming of a chip.
No, I believe it is possible because my dad, he knows some ancient old guy that built his own modem a long time ago, like in the 70s or like long ass time ago.
70s, 80s,
like early ass, long time ago. He built his own modem, and it was like some really slow ass speed, and so it is possible. And
you probably had to do electronics first because it's kind of like you're trying to run before you can walk, but it's interesting.
Well, I built my own telephone, so you can get pre-programmed microchip, like, processor things.
He has no idea what he's talking about, just so you guys know.
No, I have no idea what I'm talking about, but after I do it, I will know what I'm talking about. That's the whole point, dickhead. God. So, anyway, if you have any schematics for modems or any plans on how to build one, some ancient-ass text file...
Just as a side note, a schematic is a plan. Yeah.
No shit, 813, but schematics are a little bit more, like, detailed. Plans you think are, like, little pictures, but schematics...
Oh, I'm sure somebody can give you some pictures of, like, you know,
I'll picture
I'll
of
going and I'll give it to you. I think I can make some mean diagrams for a modem and aim.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You should. Don't worry.
That's the difference. A schematic is, like, a professional-looking PDF, while plans are, like, crappily drawn in paint.
I can just take my bitmap and rename it PDF. What's the problem?
Then I won't open it.
I can rename my bitmap file that I get from MS Paint into a PDF.
Yes, but will Adobe like recognize it?
Probably not.
Exactly.
Maybe. That's an experiment. Either way, Tizzle, you must do that. You have to draw a schematic of the modem.
Oh, I have, like, modems laying around the house that I've made. That's no problem. You made a modem, Kizzle?
Oh, I made, like, 20.
He's making the shit out of that.
I have, like, every spare PCI slot in my house, I have a few modems in there, yeah. That's what I do.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm like a blacksmith, but with modems, you know? I have my own little shop. Okay, I have your picture of a modem. I mean, your plan. Sorry. I just took it.
Okay,
you can see me sometimes banging in the anvil with the hot steel, and then out of nowhere, a modem.
Well, you gotta have, like, the spray paint for the green color. That's really kind of a myth that it was actually silicon. It's mostly just green spray paint on metal.
Yeah, not a lot of people know that.
Yep, well, mine do. Okay, moving on.
Oh, as a side note,
Another side note, side note two.
Yeah, I'm running an IRC server right now, and I thought it'd be a cool idea to just make a whole bunch of money signs and paste them to see if I could make myself lag. I did that about 2 minutes ago, and it's just now going away. And it's on the local computer, so...
I can dial a service if you wish, 813, because you're on dial-up, so...
I'll be okay.
Turn off your handy firewall and prepare to suffer. But anyway, Kizzle, you had to pimp something. You said that you wanted to talk about Hacker Media.
I have two things I wanted to talk about. One, I want to pimp HackerMedia.net. That is my website. Originally, it was just a file dumping ground. You guys are on there, HackerMedia.net/DTMF. And I've just been, for the past year, I've had the domain. I've never really done anything with it. Just, hey, you got a show? Here, I'll host it. No problem. But I've finally got off my ass and decided how to do something with it. So now it's pretty much a new site where I'm trying to give anybody that's doing an audio or video project in the scene, you know, whether it be hacking or freaking or like video games, or really, it's pretty broad what I want to cover with it. And if you do a show or video show, you can just go on there and put out a new episode and you can post a new story about it. So it's just a central place to go. If you don't feel like going to 10 different sites to see what has a new episode out, you can just go to Hacker Media, and the new ones will be posted. It's pretty simple setup. It's nothing extravagant, because it doesn't need to be. But it does get the job done.
I like that idea.
You said to Spider 2 for an IRC bot.
Oh, here goes 813 Rent is IRC bot.
What the hell is an IRC bot going to do to my website?
Just Spider there and get the newest episode and send me a link back so I don't have to go.
Oh, actually, no, you don't need to do that because, well, maybe, but I have an RSS feed for news.
Even better.
Like, right now, I have Trillium set up to, it's showing me the latest post. It checks it every 15 minutes.
It just makes my job a lot easier.
Yeah, the only problem is that, well, it's not really a problem, but it goes to the website when you double click it, and it goes to the Invisible News Story. So I guess that's all right. You know, maybe somebody wanted to go directly to the MP3 file, but, you know, tough shit.
Oh, well, I really like what you're doing with Hacker Media, Kizzle, because that's what I always thought was going to be in my mind when you hear Hacker Media. It's a
repository. Well, that's what's going to start out as, because I'd eventually, like, down the road, like to turn it into more of a community. I'm not talking about, I have an insufficient penis size, so I'm going to make myself a forum so I can be the ruler and everybody can be my fans. No, that's not why I want to put a forum up. I hate it when people do that. They'll take a forum that have 30 different topics on there, 30 different sections. It's just retarded, and they have no visitors. So that's not what I'm doing. I'm going to wait for it to get a little bit of traffic, and then I want to maybe have some forums up so kind of organize the alternative media community. So we have things like job boards, like you go on there and say, hey, I know how to edit audio. I can make intros. Or I know a lot about this sort of thing with Linux. I would like to be a guest on a show. So you could just go on there and say, hey, I can contribute this in a show. And say, oh yeah, I'd like that. Mm-hmm. I like that kind of section in the forums. And just the general other stuff, like each show can have its own forum.
That sounds pretty cool.
That, I want to have a knowledge base eventually. I would like to have where shows like yourself and mine and whoever else can just say, hey, this is how I do the show, this kind of equipment I use, and blah, blah, blah. This is the things that have gone wrong and how you can avoid those, and this is how I would recommend doing a show, blah, blah, blah.
Just as a side note, DTMF's equipment wouldn't be that impressive.
Oh, nor is mine.
And
Uber Leo, my equipment for Uber Leo is as follows. Like a $10 or $15 microphone that, you know, I didn't pay for, it's like a $10 microphone. And the phone I use if I have a guest is a $9 speakerphone. And that's about it.
But is the speakerphone, do you use a Dura brand?
No.
You know, I don't think it even has a brand. It's a Linux Sound. Yeah, but Linux Sound.
Wow.
I guess it was just one of those dollar store type things.
It's called Linux. Linux? Linux?
No, I didn't say that. Linux.
No, Linux.
Yeah.
Oh. Alright.
Yeah, so for $20 you can get a show started. It's really nothing major.
Show started, not necessarily a good show. Just show started.
Yeah. It's not okay.
The quality of the show depends on the people on it.
Right, yeah, that's mainly what you have to worry about, is actually having some content.
Yep.
Content is the key factor and the whole point of having a show. You said that you wanted to talk about e-music. I don't even know which
one. Oh, yeah, e-music. I usually don't like to go out and just totally pimp a site, because it usually backfires and I start sucking and I look like a noob. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say e-music, I highly recommend you try it. It's a website. It's another one of those go and download songs and pay for it, but it's kind of a twist and it fits the kind of music I like. If anybody's listened to Uber Lido, you can probably guess that, or I'm sure I said it for that, I don't really listen to much corporate RAAA-type big bands that play on the radio. Really don't like them. Well, I listen to mostly independent music, like I go to the CD site, CD Baby, buy CDs, and I just find a lot of independent music, and that's what I listen to. Well, e-music has all the kind of stuff I like. Actually, if you look, a lot of the bands I play for the intro and outro music on my show, a lot of those are on there. And the thing that actually made me try music is that they give you, for a trial, they let you download 50 songs for free. That's a few albums. Because they have whole CDs on there. You just go on there, you say, oh, this looks like a good CD, and you just click download all, and if you're on cable, a few minutes later you have a full CD. So, to go on there if you want to do the trial, you have to have a credit card. If you, as long as you don't go over a month, it, you're fine. They're not going to charge you. You're just going to cancel. It's easy to cancel. So, really, it's definitely worth a try. If you want to try to find a few CDs of independent music that you've never heard before, and probably you can find some really good stuff, go try it out. There's really, you have nothing to lose.
I'm looking at it right now. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. I recommend if anybody that, well, actually, yeah, people that like rap, or people that used to like rap but are tired of it because they say, oh, yeah, I get my hoes and my niggas, and we're going to go get some money and, like, do stuff.
Smoke some weed.
Yeah, I don't like that rap. The rap, I hate it. Well, I found a artist called, the band's called Atmosphere, but I only hear one guy singing, so it's, you know, whatever. But it's called Atmosphere, just like it sounds, Atmosphere. And definitely go check that out. It's actually some rap that has kind of a story to it, and the guy has some talent. I played his song on one of the episodes of Uberlito, but definitely check it out if you're either jaded on rap or you actually still like rap.
On the music topic that we just stumbled upon, I posted, well, it's not my torrent, but while browsing Supernova, I found a torrent for all of MC Frontalot's music collection, the entire collection.
Isn't it all available on his website, though?
Yeah, it is all available on his website, but this is easier to do personally for me because, you know, it's one download you only do, and it's everything.
That's true. I just bleached it all, but
it's one download. It's a zip file.
No.
What
are you talking about?
MCChris.com.
MC Chris? No, I'm talking about MC Frontalot.
Oh, MC Frontalot?
Yeah, you noob.
Okay. Oh, sorry, that's what I get from not listening.
Oh, I'd like to rant for a second about MC Frontalot. Yeah, he has good music. And I almost, at a point, bought a CD because I'm like, oh, I suppose this guy has pretty cool music. Well, now he released his first CD. He has three CDs out right now. Well, he just makes his first one available for download. You know, good for him. Yeah, free music's awesome. No problem. But what pisses me off is he's been selling the CD all this while that only has 13 minutes of audio, and probably a good 3 minutes of it is just skits.
What?
Only three songs.
What? What are you talking about? What?
MC Chris's first CD he did.
Oh, MC
and
Chris.
And his second one is a similar length.
Oh, I'm talking about MC.
People were actually buying it for only three songs when it looked like it'd be a full CD.
I've never really listened to MC Chris, personally.
You never have?
I probably have, I just don't remember.
What a new...
Well, he does that Boba Fett song.
Oh, yeah, alright, I've heard that.
Yeah, he has a couple of good songs that I enjoy.
Okay, well, the torrent was posted in the link section on the BinRev forum, so go grab it if you feel so inclined. It's a lot easier to download that way. I'm currently seeding it, so you will get one seeder for sure. So that's all I... Oh, I also have another thing, if you're not done, Kizzle. Are you done?
I am done.
Alright. A new Linux distribution I tried out and really like is Blag 1000. 1000. I think I've talked about this distribution before.
Yeah, you talked about it last episode.
But I installed it now. So, I'm not just talking about a distribution that I read about. I'm talking about a distribution I actually have used.
Give me a quick rundown for me and the people that have never listened to Bash shows before.
Alright, Blag Linux is based off Fedora Core 1. Don't go crying and booing Fedora Core 1 at first, because this is totally redone to where it doesn't do the limitations that Fedora Core 1 first imposed.
Is it still RPM based?
Yeah. Oh, never mind. Alright, don't diss the RPMs that much. You can still install from source, so why, bitch? Yeah, exactly. Keep quiet. Second off, it's, so Fedora, if you don't know, when you originally installed Fedora Core 1, I know it's true for Fedora Core 2. I don't know if it's true about Fedora Core 1 because I've never used it, but Fedora Core 2, they block playing, well, they don't disable, but all the media players they have installed by default have a false extension file for the MP3. So when it goes to play the MP3, it's a false file, so it just doesn't play them. So basically, you can't play MP3s, you can't play DVDs, you can't burn CDs from MP3s. It only supports AUG and WAV. Really, really lame. So that's why I don't like Fedora Core 2 or 1. But I use Fedora Core 2, but I edited the hell out of it and got it all doing what I want, so I like it. But Blag is based off Fedora Core 1 for install easiness, noobness, and comes with peer-to-peer applications, BitTorrent, Emule, comes with video editing, audio editing, image editing, everything. It's a one CD install, and it has MP3 playing and all that, so basically it's a really nice distribution for the average guy out there that, you know, does the average things that most people do now on their computers, but would like to use Linux because for stability purposes and all the blah blah blah. So anyway, I installed it, and installed just as easy as any other Red Hat distribution that I've used. Because if you don't know, Fedora is based off Red Hat. Installed perfectly. It's a one CD, I don't know if I mentioned that. And all the applications went great. The only downside is that I used a CD rewritable, so it was going really slow because it's only a 4X. So it was really slow install, but that's just because my media, not because of the distribution itself. It has different graphics than Fedora Core 1, no biggie because you can change them all anyway. Same, it has KDE, GNOME, and I don't know if it has XSpice or not, but it has KDE and GNOME. And you can always install your own Windows Manager, so don't bitch about that either. And besides that, it is just like Fedora Core 1 and 2, but it has all the nice features already changed. The main ones that people get pissed about is the MP3 playing issue, and MP3 burning issue, MP3 ripping issue, and DVD playing, DVD ripping, blah 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 blah, etc. etc. So basically it's a Fedora Core distribution with none of the restrictions that they tried to implement in those two distributions. And I like it a lot. It's very nice and noob-friendly. For anyone wanting to try Linux, I recommend Blag. And there's also a torrent for that on their website, which I'm also seeding, so my ISP doesn't like me very much. So, yeah. Any questions?
What are the issues you talked about? Or the what's the MP3 issue?
Oh.
I have never used Fedora.
Okay.
It doesn't play MP3s.
Yeah, basically. It doesn't play MP3s.
Well, out of the box, or you just can't? There's some...
Out of the box...
preventing you.
No, like... out of the box, if you when you install Fedora Core 1, there are media players installed, yet they won't play MP3s. It has no
Why?
No MPEG support of any form.
What in the hell?
Yeah, that's why everyone gets really pissed off about it.
You're asking people.
But you can install yourself it, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. That's what I did. It just, if you, like, it doesn't come installed with the Xine, I don't know how to pronounce it, it's X-I-N-E engine, that's another audio video engine for Linux, and it doesn't come with that installed. So if you compile that from source and install that from source is key, you'll get fine video, MP3, MPEG, all your version playability and everything. But DVD featuring, that's a different story. I haven't got that to work yet. I haven't really messed around with it that much. You can burn DVDs, just data DVDs. You can't burn a video CD. So, video CDs, I'm still having problems with. Linux, it's a pain in the ass, but in the end, I think it's worth it because once you get everything working, you never have to I have a biased opinion, basically, because I've had very bad experiences with Microsoft, so don't listen to me.
That's the moral of the story.
I have a little thing I'd like to talk about. I just remembered that Google has a new feature now. It's called Google Alerts, and I think it's pretty neato. You give it a search term, and it just sends you an email whenever it finds a new site with this term in it. And you can do the same thing for news stories as well. You can tell it if you find any new news stories, the name DTMF Radio gave me, let me know. And it just let me know that somebody used the term Uberlito in a forum. And Uberlito is not a very widely used term at all. Like when I was first starting the show, I looked for the term Uberlito. Only two results came up for it. So it was pretty unknown. But now some fucktard is using it in a forum. And it told me about it. So if you run a project and you want to know, and it has a unique name, or you could probably put the URL, and you can just tell people are talking about you on the whole entire web.
That's a cool thing. How does this work? Is it a desktop app? Okay, what is it?
No, it's really simple. You go on Google, and it's somewhere on there. It came up automatically for me, I think. It was like an advertisement. And you just say, okay, this is the term I'd like you to keep track of for me. Here's my email. Submit. And then it sends you an email. Please click this link to confirm that you want to search this. You click, and there you go. No real signing up with passwords or any stupid stuff like that. It's very, very simple, which is what Google's known for.
That's really, really cool. I want to know the URL for that because I want to sign up for it.
Yeah, I'll find it. I was forgetting all about it until they just sent me an email a second ago. I kind of like how Google does go with stuff. They're not going the route Yahoo and all the other portals thought they should have went, and they went, and they kind of, you know, they suck now.
Right.
And Google's just kind of, I mean, they keep expanding to all these really different stuff, but they're still basically the same. They're still, there's a line they never cross, and they're very careful not to cross the line, so they're not giving you directions and, you know, options and stuff. They're providing information.
My favorite thing about Google, besides it being the best search engine, period, for reasons is because it's simple. The homepage or their index is never over-cluttered. It's what you need. I mean, it's a search engine. It's not a fucking news. I mean, they have different little options at the top, but that's all you need is a little text link. You don't need a fucking big-ass graphic and all these other advertisements floating around the screen and all these other pop-ups.
They're no longer unique for that, though, anymore, because they were pretty, I think they pioneered that sort of design. Everybody's like, oh, no, there's no advertising, it'll die. But there's actually quite a bit of search engines out copying them. I believe Yahoo. Let me check Yahoo search. If I remember right, I think Yahoo is copying it. I know Amazon is copying it. They have a search page for it. It's a different kind of search page. And it's very, very minimal. So there are quite a few search engines copying it now. So it's no longer the defining factor of Google.
Well, another thing is Google Labs. I mean, they're always coming out with great new ideas and stuff. And have you heard of that new way they're hiring people? They're doing all those questionnaires and stuff?
No.
All right, There's a link that Stank posted to some news story, and I've actually encountered one of these myself. Google Labs is hiring mass amounts of engineers, anyone with a smart brain, basically. There's billboards on the side of the road in, I forgot which state, but it says like the 10th prime number to the E or something .com. And you go out and solve this math equation, and it's a bunch of numbers, and you go to it.com, and then it's another question saying, oh, you solved the question, go to the next one, and then you have to go somewhere else and do this, and eventually you get to a page after doing all these questions, excuse me, and riddles, you get to a page saying, well, you're smart, blah, blah, welcome, Google Labs wants to hire you, we're sorry we wasted all your time solving all these questions and riddles and didn't know what you're doing, but this is it, we just want to hire you because we think you're smart, blah, blah.
That actually brings up an interesting topic. Have you ever heard of Microsoft's hiring practices with their interviews? Despite the different thing they do.
What, the test?
Yeah, a test? I don't know about tests, but when they're interviewing you, Microsoft will give you these weird-ass riddles.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to look up some interesting stuff, yeah, if you're ever going to apply, go to Microsoft and get a job, you want to know these questions because it's going to stump you. It's going to make you feel like an idiot. Go on and search on the internet, search for Microsoft interview riddles, and you'll find this sort of stuff. It's pretty interesting, and they just want to see how you deal with
crap you don't know.
How do you figure stuff out? What kind of response you can give?
How do you react when you know you hear something that you don't have any clue what to do?
Right.
That's what Google is doing too. But when
you know there's a website out there, it has to be a website giving you all the answers.
Yeah, it already is. That's in Stank's post, too. It's probably buried under some other post, but... another thing about Google is... I don't know if you guys know about Dr. Dobbs, the magazine.
Nope.
Well, it's basically a programmer's magazine, Dr. Dobbs. I don't know if it's Dr. Dobbs' journal. I know it's Dr. Dobbs. And it's basically all these news stories about different modules for C and all these different programming languages and the news and the... Not the general technology world, but it just focuses on operating systems and... More or less programming languages. It's a pretty good magazine. But when I get it, and when I was flipping through it, there's a little pamphlet in there. It was about, you know, centimeter thick, and on the top it said GAT. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And under GAT it says Google's Aptitudes Test. And I'm like, oh, this is pretty funny. What kind of advertisement is this? So I flip through it, and it's a test by Google with some really insane-ass questions. And then after you fill it out, it has an envelope. You put it in, and you mail it to them. And then they say if you get enough right and they think you're cool or whatever, they'll mail you back asking for a resume. And that's another really interesting way Google is trying to hire people. They
Google's all about figuring out interesting ways to solve problems. I actually classify them as hackers, really.
Yeah, like, definitely.
You can tell they have the spirit of... They're geeks. They're not just like, oh, let's go make some money by making a search engine. They're actually kind of... They have a cool little way of doing things.
Right. They're very original. I don't know if you... There's some crazy-ass website. If you search for Gmail on Google, you'll get some links to, like, how Gmail is evil and stuff. And there's some website with some big conspiracy theory behind Google with their, like, 64-year-old cookie that never expires or some shit. And, which is pretty insane because basically this website declares that Google is tracking all your habits on the internet and that they have the never expiring, that cookie that doesn't expire to 2065 or whatever, and that, and Gmail is their next evil plot in their scheme or something. And Google links to it in their search directory. I think it's just the biggest...
Well, of course, they can't censor it. If they were censoring it, I'd be like, fuck you, Google.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's the biggest bowl of bullshit I've ever read. But if you look through your cookies in Mozilla, you'll see a lot of cookies that don't expire until 2035 or whatever. So it's not that big of a deal. They're not trying to track you. They just don't want it to be gone when you come back, because they want to.
Yeah, exactly. You have search preferences, like
right.
I want to be able to see porn when I search for stuff. You know, that's important to me.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do that.
Exactly.
But the default is it does not give you porn, and that would make me very sad if I could not see the porn.
Yeah.
So,
or if you had to change your
settings. I don't want that cookie to expire.
Right. Exactly.
My magical porn cookie.
Exactly. Awesome. So. I don't understand why people are getting so worked up about it. And the big Gmail thing, like, they're tracking all your habits. Who gives a shit? They're not they're not going to read everyone's fucking email. You know how many goddamn emails there are? I mean, they might search for keywords like bomb White House or something, but, I don't think it's that big.
Now we're going to get owned for you saying that.
Oh, great. Oh, God. Shit.
That's going to be in the show notes. Crash Test wants to bomb the president. We're going to get shut down.
Good job, 813. God.
I know how to sum up the whole entire, oh my god, Gmail's going to own us argument with this. So, there you go.
Yeah, good point.
So, who gives a fuck? Who cares? Yeah, they're going through there and they're looking for keywords that give me advertisements. Oh my god.
It's like if I email 813Air saying, hey 813, I got my hot new shiny Honda car. There's a little text link to the Honda manufacturer or whatever in the corner. I don't really give a fuck, you know?
Yeah, their ads, they don't flash. They're usually just one color in white. They're always off to the side where you're not going to be doing anything. You know they're there if you look, so I don't ever have a problem with their ads.
Yeah.
It's not like Yahoo and stuff where they're flashing and moving around and they look like Windows error messages.
Yeah.
You want to know my... If I'm going off on a tangent, how I go about advertisements, because... A lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to block all these ads. I'm not going to see any ads. Like, they go and get the
plugins for Firefox, and I think that's pretty irresponsible. It's how sites make money. But I do block some advertisements. How I do it is I think this is how everybody should do it. You have Firefox, which I think built in is Mozilla as well, has a built-in thing. You right-click on a image, and you say, block all images from this server, and it will never show you an image from that server again. And it's usually, the image is usually almost always on an external ad server, so you don't have to worry about blocking images on that site. So anytime a website has an advertisement, it's like, you won the prize, ... or you might have spyware, or your computer's broadcasting an IP address, something stupid that just insults your intelligence or annoys you by flashing way too much, you just block them. And that's how you block advertisements. And after a while, you'll see these blank advertisements, this blank box where an advertisement should go, because you have blocked them. They have one strike they're out. That's how it should be. You can advertise, you can make some money if you want, but if you try to insult my intelligence and trick me, or trick anybody else, fuck you.
It's sick what they do. They trick the average user into believing that they have some serious threat.
Okay,
and
can I go off on a little story here?
Yeah, if you talk up.
I won't say who they are or what position they are, but not me.
My friend.
Yes, my friend that has a job with computers. He/she got a pop-up that looked like a Windows error message that said, "Your computer may be infected with viruses and spyware. Click here to buy and download." Okay, they clicked it. $50 later, they got infected with spyware and viruses. But yeah, they paid for it.
Was this DuraPulse?
No.
No.
This is a sysadmin somewhere. Seriously, a sysadmin for a big network did this.
Your school?
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
I don't believe it.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Everybody has shit to say about their school admin and them sucking and blah, blah, blah. But if you have the ability to set some computers up and come on, you're not going to fall for something like that.
She told me she did. Okay?
You're just blaming it all on her.
Listen, now we know it's her, okay. So we're already narrowing it down. Keep talking.
And
she's taking the fall for your noobness.
And I quote, "The reason why we don't change to Firefox is," and then she told me that she paid for the stuff that she's gotten about the pop-up. And
oh,
quote,
she's actually using it?
No, she's the reason why she wouldn't use it is because
of
that.
So she doesn't trust anything.
That makes total sense to me.
Anyway.
Okay, besides 813's covering up himself by paying $50 to some advertisement company, blaming it on some lady.
I don't buy stuff.
I understand.
No, we totally understand.
Yeah, understand.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I had to get it off my chest.
I buy those all the time.
Why my computer's so clean.
You guys suck.
I got this great thing called Bonsai Buddy. You gotta try it out. It talks to me and, says it's my friend. It goes, "Hello, Crash Dust, welcome."
Bonsai Buddy?
I have like five Bonsai Buddies running all the time. I have them in different parts of my screen. I get separate monitors so I can have them all in my room.
This
Bonsai
was
Buddies
accidentally deleted.
Everywhere.
Sorry.
It would
Blamer.
Be cool if they were a little friend the next day. You
gotta pay for your freedom a little bit.
Virus.
Oh, you know what I love about Bonsai Buddy?
Right.
Oh, there's a few things I like about it.
We just had a recording here.
It's perpetually saying, "For a limited time, you can get Bonsai Buddy."
It's not that bad, it just only paused for 30 seconds or so.
I looked at the website over archive.org.
It was called Bonsai Buddy, so if you guys missed it, screw you.
Go on there,
moving right along.
Good, my whole confession. Other thing I like about Bonsai Buddy.
No, your confession is still there, don't worry.
Yeah, A13, he got it, he had Bonsai Buddy's
add-on packages,
it'll say, buy the joke add-on package, it's only $25, so I've had 15 different
what was I going to say? The person that I want to use, I don't know if they're anywhere to be found, but
crazy.
It's a person that I know loosely, and he goes by the name of Badger 5000.
But it's the freedom of the internet.
and he just
I wouldn't want a law to be passed. I freaking hate you. I'm going to slaughter you in your sleep. You know why?
Why?
You tell this kid to use IRC, and what client do you make him use? Merc. How dare you?
I told him to use XChat. I swear to God.
I had to tell him what XChat was. He's like, what's XChat? Crash made me use Merc.
Shut. Okay, that's because he's a total fucking noob, you guys. You don't understand. This kid is such a noob that I made him use Merc because I felt pity out of his stupidness. But no, the point that I'm going to bring to the show is that we're going to ask him questions, insanely simple questions, and watch him not know them.
That's not cool.
Oh, it's going to be fucking funny as hell.
I am in no part related with what he is talking about.
Oh, I think it's going to be funny. So, yeah. I'm going to record my own segment and put it in here.
I am in no part affiliated with this.
I told him to come on the show today, but I don't know where he's at, so.
I don't blame him for being gone.
Bad badger.
A lot of those people you find, specifically in high school, usually, and they'll self-proclaim, oh, I'm a hacker, or fear, but they know absolutely nothing. They know less than the normal person, usually, but they go on about being hackers. My favorite one of these I found was this kid that said, he'd go on about, oh, I'm a hacker, I break into websites, and he told me that the internet's going to start going pretty slow pretty soon, because the whole internet, they're going to start switching to all digital.
Awesome.
They're going to switch to all digital?
I fear.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, here's another side story for you. 2 days ago, I don't know what I was doing, but I passed out. Oh, I was trying to compile something in GCC, and it didn't work, so I just took a nap. So, a little while later, out of nowhere, I just wake up. For no apparent reason, I just wake up, and I roll over and look, and my dad's standing at the door, and as soon as I look, he asks me a question. And he's like, would it be possible to hack into someone's website and change some info that they don't want on there? I was like, that's not really how it works, and blah, blah, blah. I don't really know what I said, because, you know, I was half asleep. Anyway, I wake up and ask him if he really said this, and it turns out it did, because I seriously had no idea if he asked me this or not. It was a dream to me.
That's because you were on crack.
I don't think that's why.
813's on crack, you guys. Don't listen to him. He's denying all this stuff that happens. Okay, so what did you say to your dad again?
I don't remember where this was going. I don't know.
Okay, he asked if you could hack a website for him, right?
Yeah, and I asked, like, what do you mean? He said, like, this guy's sister has a website up on there, and with some info that he doesn't want out, can you get rid of it? Like, what do you mean? Like, through an email. Like, no, that's not how it works. And passed out. And then I woke up. I thought it was a dream. I woke up. I was like, did you just come in there and ask me a question a little while ago? He's like, yeah. Okay.
She just rolled over, hit one button on your keyboard, and like, done.
Oh, yeah, that would have been neat. Here, hang on. This is going to take me a second. Like, throw a piece of paper at your keyboard and, like, okay, it's finished. Oh, hacksawing has been done.
I get my TV remote, press power, it's done.
It has been done.
Okay, where are we going? Now that I just derailed the whole show.
Yeah, I want to do the traditional, how long have we been recording for?
We have been recording for 52.40 minutes.
Okay. Awesome.
So we're going to have a nice hour-long show.
Well, I could talk for about 10-15 minutes about two things.
Go ahead. Well, I'm going to ask Quizzle the Kizzle.
Okay.
I don't know what to ask, because I don't know. I shouldn't be talking
about
it.
I know all. There's really no point. I know
his
everything.
His name is Quizzle. He knows all.
No, it's Quizzle the Kizzle. It's a new segment.
Just
time to Quizzle the Kizzle. All right. So the Quizzle for the Kizzle today is, I don't know. I can't really say. I'm alluding to something.
Someone actually derailed the show more than me.
No, this is a massive derailment, but I don't know if we should derail, because I can totally derail in the opposite direction if Kizzle wants me to.
That word should never be used that many times in 5 minutes.
I'm derailing the derail. Okay, no, but no, seriously.
Wait, just listen. You hear that? That's our only listener stopping the MP3.
No, twirls, come back! Because it's probably twirls.
Yeah. Alright. Stupid default message. Alright. The thing that you're doing, Kizzle, that I'm not supposed to talk about?
Oh, yeah? The other side project? 14-year-old girls? What?
No, shut up, 813.
No, not that one.
Oh, shit. I was supposed to talk about that one, was I?
Damn. When can we expect that to be done? Or, I mean, not finished, because I don't think it's ever going to be finished.
No, it's pretty much just whenever. I have no idea when it's going to be out.
No.
No clue, no timetable. It doesn't really matter to me when it comes out. I'm just going
to... Did you fix the ending with my thing I told you to do?
No.
Oh, okay, I don't really care. All right, derailing back onto the topic from the derailment. What were you going to say, Anthony?
I was going to talk about the two things I've been doing lately, and that is play.hack and make a Perl-based RPG.
Okay, I have a question about the hack thing.
Dot hack?
Yeah, the dot hack, whatever.
Yep.
You wanted me to do something for you about that. What did you want again?
We could talk about this after the show, you know.
Oh. Oh, because it involves quote-unquote illegal things, no doubt.
Well, yeah.
Oh. It's all up in the shizzle for Stizzle.
So, yeah, I've had a PS2 for 2 years now, and I finally bought the first game for it, mainly because I got it, and I was like, okay, I'm going to find some cool games. Look around. Damn, there's no cool games. And then just put it under my VCR and went back to PC games. And finally found some games that might be decent. Paid for Dot Hack, the first game I've paid for in a while, other than UT2K4. The movie that came with it, Dot Hack Liminality, tells you what's going on outside of the game. I'm pretty sure everyone knows like the story behind this game, but if not, there are two kids that are playing this game called The World, and they end up passing out into like a coma during play, and one of them wakes up, and the other one is still in a coma. Well, one of the head guy, real high up in the business, guy gets fired, and they don't say why yet, and he goes to find the girl that passed out and woke up, start trying to figure out what happened and why this happened. And turns out it's not just those two. There's like 6 to 8 kids, I think they say, just in whatever country they say they're in, that have passed out while playing this game, so they want to know what's up. It's a 4-part game. I'm still in the first part. There's a whole cartoon series, books, all that. The game, it's an RPG, and it's really cool because it's based as an MMORPG, and it's on your PlayStation. So you get emails, and you have forums you can surf, but it's just an RPG. They do a really good job of making it look like an MMO, and it's pretty crazy. Sometimes I think, well, maybe this thing is connected, because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I get an email or have to go surf the forums for new info. The combat isn't like turn-based like Final Fantasy. It's more like Baldur's Gate, where and Zelda, kind of, you know, where you're running around attacking stuff, not just standing in the line holding X, smashing it like no one's business. And for that, it's not insanely boring. One part I don't like, it's probably just because I'm not playing it right, is I'm getting owned. Like every dungeon I go into, I'm getting owned. Probably just because I'm really low level, but I'll figure that out later. Yeah, it's a pretty cool game. Just check it out. PS2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alright, well, back to playing it, so.
I'd like to pimp one last thing, if I may.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. There is an Uber Leader contest. You need to make pictures with MS Paint or an equivalently crappy program. I'm sure there's other ones for Linux, where it's basically just the most basic tools provided for you. Those are programs. Well, go on uberlay.com. It's all on the news section and something. You see the trend of submissions, and you need to create your own. Crash Test made his own little picture.
I made two. And it's only one up, and I'm pissed off.
Oh, yeah, I'll put that other one up. Especially hiding the looks to actually put that up there, because I have to resize everything and blah, blah, blah.
It's cool. I'm not that pissed off. I don't really care.
You got one up there.
Yeah.
You should be happy.
I'm so happy.
Okay, sure. Where's his line? He couldn't care more. Oh, it's just these pictures that are coming in are so bad, they're good.
How many have you gotten? I haven't checked lately.
I think I have like 6 or 7 total. I just got a new one from Chromium when I was doing it, when we were doing the show.
It's gonna be kick ass. I got a new one.
I haven't put it up yet, but.
Well,
yeah, even if you have no skills, it doesn't matter because you can still do one.
No skills are Lido skills.
Exactly. And we're gonna close on that note. No skills are Nito skills because everyone is a noob in some aspect.
Wow.
You got any shouts, anyone?
No. Ooh, I don't know.
Come on.
Give shouts to Kizzle since he's here. Or can we?
Yeah, shouts to Kizzle because he's here.
Shouts to me. Shouts. Damn, I think I've only done one shout in my entire life on a show. I just can never remember. I need to write these things down. I'm sorry.
Alright, you guys are so lame, and being Uber is Lido.
Just stop it already.
No, I'm not going to stop this stream until the stream stops me, or at least my elbow bumps
what
the
stream?
Pause button. What?
We don't stream it, we just put the link up.
Yeah, well, I'm going to not stream it, because that's my choice. Yeah, and I also have a question for anyone. Email me. It's cr45du57@gmail.com, and email me about how to stream your audio on a Shoutcast server, because I'm able to stream MP3s, but I ain't able to stream anything else. And variable bit rates and all that sample rate shit. Oh, God, it's a pain in the ass. All right, so we're going to close on this note, and the closing music is going to be by whoever the fuck I want it to be by. I'll probably tell you later.
I'll give you an atmosphere song, and I'll make you play it.
Oh, okay, what is it?
I have no idea. I'll find one.
Okay, cool. We'll play that. And my intro was made by me, if you didn't know that. I made the intro, so that makes it even leader. And it's going to be our own intro that we're going to use every fucking show. So it's going to be the intro that we used last time, so don't complain. Deal? Deal.
What do you mean, don't complain? We've never, ever had user feedback.
Yeah, actually, we didn't have one feedback. No, wait. Wait, back it up. We're backing this show
okay,
up.
One.
Beep, yeah. Beep, beep. No, wait, this show is not ending now, because you brought that up, 813. We can all think 813, this suffering must go on. Alright? We've had one user feedback, and it was about someone wanting to know
and it
how...
it wasn't even about the show. He was asking about something else.
Yeah. He was really trying to tell you Viagra or something.
No.
Yeah.
He wanted to know how to play the MP3 files.
See, it wasn't about the show.
Your one listener doesn't even know how to play it.
I'm sorry, listener, who may be listening now because you learned how to play
listeners. We have computers.
But back it up.
He, like, stumbled upon our site and wondered what an MP3 was.
Oh, God.
He knew how email worked. So.
Oh, God. No. I pity you, listener, if you are now listening that somehow figured out how to play MP3
he
files.
He doesn't listen anymore.
I apologize that I just made fun of you.
Technically, he never listened, so...
But I haven't checked the hacker... Oh, yeah. I have a question for Kizzle. Kizzle, why is the Hacker Media email not working anymore?
I created your account, and I... You're talking about your account?
No. Not that. The email accounts that we used to use a long time ago that came with your provider.
What ones? I don't know.
The web accounts. The web email.
Oh, yeah. Well, I changed hosts, and... That redirect didn't work anymore. I will switch it up. I will fix it.
Just send me a link.
Yeah, I just never set it back up. You guys have accounts.
Yeah, no, I just need to check it because I haven't checked it in like a month.
Yeah, I never told you how to access it, so don't worry.
I think
you have accounts. I don't know.
Well, we used to have a DTMF at Hacker Media, DTMF Radio at HackerMedia.net, but
actually, no. I think I canceled. Yeah, I don't think I have it anymore on there anymore. True. We never could check it. We didn't ever use it or something.
Well, now we have the one at Gmail, so
no,
it's all cool.
We said we'd use it on the first episode, and then we realized we didn't know how to use it.
I use it, you noob. I for the record, Crash just could use the email accounts. It's 813 Era that has problems with webmail because for some reason he can never check his webmail. So whatever.
Yeah. I also can't use.
I noticed towards the end of the show, I hear more and more yelling into the microphone now, so I'm getting pissed off. So we're gonna end it.
No, we're not ending it.
You have to get your floodgates ready. I mean, you are going to be getting so much email, so much feedback. You're going to have girls coming to your house. You're going to have people just giving you money. It's going to be because you have partnered up with the forces of Hacker Media and that. You are going to be on the main page. You are going to be well known and
on the main page.
So fans are going to come to my house asking to be on the radio show.
Now you're on the page in the form of news posts. See, chicks dig news posts. There it is.
All right. Well, I'm going to click stop recording on Audacity.
No, I have something to talk about.
Okay, talk quick. I'm pissed off.
All right. Well, what about this Perl-based RPG I'm making?
Oh my God, 813. Now, not the time.
Sure is. Now's the perfect.
We were supposed to end the show like 10 minutes ago, but fine.
Oh God, are your sponsor going to get pissed off, or is your radio station going to stop playing you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to lose all our sponsors.
Twirls, our sponsor, is going to get angry.
Yeah.
Okay, go talk.
So yeah, I decided it'd be pretty cool to try and make my own RPG, and since I refused to learn anything but Perl, I decided I'm going to do it in Perl. I've been working on it for about 2 weeks, so I should have some code to put up at the end of this week. It's pretty much based on D&D, since...
Oh, God damn! I just deleted my CD! God, fuck! Okay, keep going.
What, are you using a Mac?
No, I'm using Linux, and I deleted the
iPhone.
It's ejected. No, I deleted the icon off my desktop, so I have to go and relink a fucking device to the pain in the ass. Okay, keep talking.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's based on D&D because they kind of got it right when they did it. I don't know what else to say. If anyone would like to help, since I'm kind of doing this alone, I mean, David Copperfield, props to him for helping me, and Replag for helping every once in a while when I have a problem. But I've been doing most of this coding by myself, and it's a lot. So if anyone wants to help, awesome. I need help. That's it.
All right, so now...
Wait.
Oh,
no, I have nothing else.
Oh, you fucker. You did that.
Hey, I have... Oh, no.
You did it on purpose, you assholes.
We can't just let the listeners listen in on the background music, because I could turn my TV off. We could just listen to me play Dot Hack for a couple hours.
Okay, I can't melt this goddamn Jimi Hendrix CD, and I'm getting pissed off.
Here's the boss fight. Hold on.
Alright, we can have random conference time after the recording, but right now, we're going on 1 hour and 7 minutes, and I'm sure everyone's really, like, turned off the MP3 by now.
Hey, I'm kind of busy.
Hey, I found your CD, 813. I found your Uber Techno CD.
What's up?
I found the Uber Techno CD.
What's that?
The one you, like, first gave me a long-ass time ago at the 2600 meeting that I lost in the move. I refound it. I was in my garage in a box of crap.
Alright, that's cool. So, did you actually listen to it?
I'm mounting it right now, as we speak.
Alright, cool. So, can you hear this audio? Or
yes, we can, and sadly, I'm sure the listeners don't want to hear your audio.
This is a cool game.
Oh my God! We're ending. Is Kizzle even here, or Kizzle leave?
Kizzle's here.
He's here, he's just not admitting it.
He's cool by not talking. It's sort of like IRC.
Yeah, it's lurking in a conference. It's a different form of being a noob.
Everyone listen as I own.
Okay, we're ending this show now. It is over. I'm clicking end on Audacity.
No.
Goodbye, listeners. The show is now over. I'm clicking stop now. And the intro is, someone, Kizzle, is going to send me an MP3, I hope. So, bye.
Hi, my name is Sean Daly, and you might know me from such films as I Can't Sing, but neither can you.
Yeah. What are you looking at? Don't look at me. Don't talk to me. Oh, you rap?
doesn't mean that you get to be an asshole. Just 'cause you're a man doesn't mean you get to act like a bitch. Like a bitch. Stand over here, do a favor, use your head to hold this apple. And I'm a 20-pace take, aiming shots, swear to God I won't miss. I won't miss. See, I've been around the world without moving, and I've met a lot of people. And they all play the same little games, only change is the date. It's the date. It's all fame and respect, a little money, won't you help me build my ego? Ego. Without taking any time to think about how it might affect fate. Checkmate. You see, we've come a long way just to find that there ain't no place to lay down. Break down. And we waited all night for the light, but the door never broke. Never broke. And if we let the song play, we can lead all the children to the lake now. Take time. Because it seems as if most would rather choose to sit back and let them show. Don't show, don't show. Just 'cause you're an MC doesn't mean that you get to be an asshole. Asshole. Just 'cause you're a man doesn't mean you get to act like a bitch. You bitch. Stand over here, do a favor, use your head to hold this apple. And I'm a 20-pace take, aiming shots, swear to God I won't miss. I don't miss.
I ain't gonna say no names.
How are you? I am back. My name is Mr. Hamzy. I am seeing you. Ha 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 ha. You must come to Turkey. I am cleaning your computer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ghoulie. Ghoulie.